Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Badly injured in an automobile accident while they were on their way to be married, Penny Gibbs and Barry Carlton are both in Heatherton Hospital. Barry is still unconscious, and doctors fear he'll die. But Penny, whose condition is a little less serious than Barry's, has gained consciousness and is being visited by her mother, Grace. As Grace approaches Penny's bed, Penny says,
"Who is he?"
"Penny, it's Mother."
"Oh, was he? Oh, Mother, I'm so sorry, so awfully sorry. It wasn't supposed to be this way."
"Of course it wasn't, darling."
"Oh, my hand."
"Mm-hmm. There, how's that?"
"Wish I could see you. Why are the bandages on my eyes?"
"Because of head injuries, darling. But the doctor says they're not serious. You're going to be all right."
"I'm not worried about myself, Mother. It's Barry. How is he?"
"He was rather badly hurt, darling."
"But he'll be all right, won't he?"
"Of course."
"Mother, tell me the truth. Please tell me the truth. What does the doctor say about Barry?"
"He'll be all right."
"Really? Have you seen him?"
"Yes, I just finished talking to the doctor."
"I mean, have you seen Barry? Do you know that he's all right?"
"Yes, darling."
"You've seen him?"
"Yes. Yes, I've seen him. You mustn't worry about him, darling. He's getting the finest of care. And you mustn't talk too much. I won't be able to stay with you if you do."
"I won't talk much. Mother, you don't think the accident was Barry's fault, do you?"
"No, darling."
"It wasn't. There was a little girl on the road, and Barry had to swerve to keep from hitting it."
"I know, I know. I got the whole story from the police."
"The little girl wasn't hurt, was she?"
"No, no, she wasn't scratched, thanks to Barry. She ran home to get help, but the police from the highway patrol found you before help arrived. Now, you promised you wouldn't talk."
"There's so much I want to say, Mother."
"You can say it all some other time, dear. You mustn't exert yourself any more than necessary."
"Talking won't hurt, will it?"
"Well, it takes a certain amount of strength, darling. You must save all the strength you can. You're a very sick girl."
"No, I'm not."
"You know you are. You've been badly hurt, dear."
"I don't care how badly hurt I am, as long as Barry's all right."
"Well, you know, if you're badly hurt, so is he."
"Is he worse than I am?"
"A little bit, perhaps. But you know you're going to get well, so you should believe that he will, too."
"Mother, there's something you're not telling me."
"I'm telling you all I know, dear, all that I've been told. Now, you try to get some sleep. I've stayed longer than the doctor said I should. Besides, I think I ought to go out and stay with Mrs. Carlton a while."
"Oh, Mother, she must feel awful. Is she all right?"
"Yes, dear."
"I'd like to see her."
"Well, as soon as the doctor says it's all right. Now, try to sleep. The rest will help you get well. I'll be back in a little while. If they'll let me, I'll bring Mrs. Carlton in to see you, too."
"Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, this is Dr. Weston. Oh, yes, I'll attend to that in just a few minutes. You're welcome. Goodbye. I'm sorry about the interruption, Mrs. Carlton.
I understand, Dr. Weston. But about my son...
Mrs. Carlton, we're doing all we can. The rest is up to developments and to him.
Dr. Weston, I'm an old woman, yes. I'm not well, that's true. But I'm not afraid of the truth. I've faced it all my life. I know how cruel it can be, how vicious its blows can be. But I can stand the truth, Dr. Weston, and I want the truth about my boy.
Well, Mrs. Carlton, medicine can do just so much. A doctor can do just so much. Then no more. Your son is gravely injured. He hasn't regained consciousness since the accident. There's no telling when he will.
Will he live, Dr. Weston? That's what I want to know. And that's what you have to tell me.
You want the truth, Mrs. Carlton?
Of course I want the truth.
The truth is, then, that his chances for recovery are slim. All we can do is wait and see what happens. But I have little hope that the results will be favorable. Your son's badly hurt. His injuries may be fatal. And worst of all, there's nothing we can do to help. Not at this time.
Oh, my son.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Carlton, but you wanted the truth. And perhaps it's just as well I gave it to you bluntly. I don't believe in parceling out false hopes. It isn't fair.
But he's so young, Doctor. He has so much to live for.
We've done everything we can to save him. And we'll continue to do everything in our power. There's still some small hope. But I want to caution you and have you understand that hope is extremely small.
May I see him?
Well, Mrs. Carlton, he hasn't regained consciousness. I'd advise you to wait just a little while. We're trying to bring him around, and your presence might be a disturbing influence at the moment. But I'll call you the minute I think it's right for you to see him.
All right, Doctor.
Oh, one more thing, Mrs. Carlton. I have to tell you that Miss Gibbs has asked for your son constantly and is anxious to know his condition.
I understand, Dr. Weston. She mustn't know it's as bad as it is.
Well, you can understand why. She might not survive the shock.
She'll live, though, won't she, Doctor?
I think so. But her condition is critical and will remain so for some time to come. Well, I'm wanted upstairs, Mrs. Carlton, but I assure you I'll not be far away from your son at any time. Man, he's being watched every minute. I have a room for you here. Perhaps until you can see your son, you'd like to lie down and get some sleep. I know the strain you must be under.
No, Doctor. I think I'll stay in the hall. I want to be as near him as possible.
Very well. Mrs. Billings is waiting for you out there. Perhaps you two can be of some help to each other. I told you, Mrs. Carlton, there's little hope. But I want you to hold on to the little hope that there is. For it's amazing what hope can do, however small.
Now, I have a room for you here. Why don't you try to lie down and rest?
It won't do any good, Miss Billings.
But sitting in the hall this way isn't going to help either, dear.
I want to be near him, and I want to see him as soon as they let me.
Will you be called, Mrs. Carlton?
No, I don't want to go to my room. I couldn't sleep if I tried. I'll never sleep until they tell me he's all right.
Well, I'm sure you'll be all right.
Oh, that isn't what the doctor told me.
I know. He said there was very little hope, but as long as there's any hope at all, you should try...
I know, Miss Billings. But I also know the truth. I'm almost certain of it. My boy is not going to live, and you know it, too.
I don't know any such thing.
Then why won't they let me see him? What's wrong?
He's badly hurt, and it won't help to see him. I had to wait a long time before they let me see Penny. They had to keep me out a long time after she regained consciousness, and Barry is still unconscious.
Still unconscious. That's what has me so worried. It's been hours since the accident. Hours and hours. I know he's dying, Miss Billings.
If he were dying, Mrs. Carlton, they'd let you see him. You ought to realize that. Now, isn't that true, isn't it?
I don't know. I suppose so. Oh, I don't know what I'll do if he dies. He's all I have left.
No.
My money has never meant anything to me. My money, my houses, my servants, my possessions. They're nothing compared to my son. I'll trade them all for him. I'll give all I have if only he'll live.
He'll live. He'll live because he's young and good and he has a right to live.
People with a right to live don't always live, Miss Billings. At least it seems that way. I'd say Barry has a right to live, but who am I to judge? It's God who gives us life and takes it away. If my son dies, it's because God willed it. And whether or not it seems right or wrong to me, it's something I have to accept.
If you have that much faith, Mrs. Carlton, you can have faith that your son will live. Now keep that faith. Keep on hoping. Because faith can work miracles. Now let me take you to your room. You must lie down now and rest.
No, I won't. I can't. I want to stay right here. I want to see my son. And I want to see Penny when they'll let me.
I know.
You are certain they're telling the truth about her, Miss Billings? She is all right?
Well, she's not out of danger yet. She's been badly injured. There may be complications or setback of some kind. I'm well aware of that. But I have faith that she'll come out of this all right. Just as you should have about Barry.
I'm glad. I'm glad to know that she's all right. For if I were able to decide which of the two should live, I'd find the choice most difficult. Barry is my own flesh and blood, but Penny has been as my own child.
I don't think I can take anything, Doctor.
Just try, will you, please?
All right, I'll try.
Now, just sip it through the tube. Just a little bit at first.
All right. That's enough, no more.
Just a little bit more now. Come on, like a good girl.
All right, a little bit. Oh, please, no more. I can't.
Well, we won't force it now. That's going to make you feel a little stronger.
Good. Oh, Dr. Wayne, can I see you?
Not until you're both a lot better than you are.
When will that be?
It's hard to say.
Doctor, tell me the truth. How is he?
Well, you don't feel very good, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, he feels just as badly as you.
Please let me see him. I want to look at him and know he's all right.
Miss Gibbs, you ought to know he isn't all right. You're not. You were in the same accident and received the same injuries.
I have a feeling he's worse than I am. I have a feeling you're not letting me see him because...
He's alive, Miss Gibbs. I give you my word he's alive. And as soon as it's right for both of you, I'll let you see him. But you're only delaying things by exciting yourself. You've got to take it easy.
All right.
Rest, quiet, and peace of mind will hasten your seeing him. Will you remember that?
Yes, I'll remember that. But if Barry dies, I want to know. Because if Barry dies, I want to die too.
Is Barry Carlton really dying? In her present state of mind, will Penny be able to survive the shock of his death? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.